Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5.
That's what we call ourselves, sort of like a team.
A Gao Media Station. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, we're here till 9:30. No Raheel again today, right? He's not here. Is he back tomorrow, Dell?
Yeah. Well, no.
No, he's
so
off.
So Chris
tomorrow.
Solis told me Chris is there with him at Frank's birthday.
Yeah.
There's so much snow that there's a chance that they may not get back until Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what it looks
They're
like.
They're thinking Wednesday, maybe Thursday.
Did you see?
They can't get anywhere. Like, they've got to take a snowmobile to get from house to house. Like, Frank's got 7 houses out there. We were invited. Now my wife's freaking out.
Well, his uncle
like,
has.
Yeah. And my wife is freaking. We could have been there. And like, I'm up here 7 days a week already working. What do you want me to do?
No, you want
me to sleep up here?
So you could have just sat in there and just wrote the whole time.
Yeah. Well,
that
I mean, that's all they're doing.
That's
sitting in a house the whole
they
time.
Got so
I,
much.
I could have. I actually could have gone and wrote up draft prospects in the snow.
For those that don't know, Frank and...
Frank
Bullington
used to be
Chance,
the branding guy here.
Raheel, Chris Solis, a bunch of guys. They all went out, and they were going to go snowboard. There's a mountain. They can't even get out of the house.
Frank's 50th
there's
birthday, he invited a bunch of people. 30 people are there.
Really? That's awesome.
And they're all...
Yeah, but Raheel's there. It's not.
And it's turned into basically The Shining.
Yeah, where they just sit around and stab each other.
Try not to go crazy.
Yeah. So they can't get out. I told him, what are you waiting for, more snow? Get out there, puss. And he is. I mean, just go out. Good Lord. It's too much snow out there. Stop. You went there for snow. They gave you snow. It's like, oh, we can't play baseball today. There's too much sun. What? Shut up. Just go outside. Anyway, so that's happened. Raheel will have... boring stories when he gets back here for us right here. If he gets back, that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even get out of there. Can't
Those
even get out of the
two
house.
Two twin girls on the bicycles stab him to death or whatever they did
in
The Shining. Then
Red Rum.
We'll have,
So there was that. I know he sat in front of the TV the whole time and watched his beloved All-Star game.
What's wrong with the All-Star game?
It's so boring. Good boy.
They score over 300. That's not the definition of boring.
Yes, the definition of boring is you just run down, dunk, or
baseball
shoot.
Baseball guy just said 300 points is boring.
Forget about baseball guy. He's golf guy.
Oh, yeah. Golf guy just called your sport boring.
Oh, was there anything more exciting than the end yesterday of the Genesis Open?
I wouldn't know. God. I didn't watch.
Oh,
can't
my God.
Believe
J.B.
That just
Holmes?
Got said out loud.
Now, J.B. Holmes. J.B.
People got a problem with J.B. Holmes.
Yeah, J.B. Holmes is glacial.
He plays slow as hell.
Oh, my God, he's glacial.
Apparently.
And he's calling the NBA All-Star game where there's 330 points.
Look, you don't want to watch a guy warm up before
scathing?
A shot?
You want to hear some scathing commentary on J.B. Holmes?
Sure, listen.
Golf guy?
Okay, listen.
Sure.
To the hole.
all the silence because it's golf.
Well, you gotta watch. You gotta wait and watch.
He's swinging, practicing.
Yeah, he's practicing. Okay.
This is just where JB gets the. So, takes so long to get ready, to get the feeling right. You know, a lot of this stuff could have been done while Adam Scott was playing.
See? And then he hit his.
They just got roasted.
Oh, yeah. Is that
they just roasted him.
Is that Joe Buck's a disgusting act by Randy Moss? Is that the equivalent?
That's the equivalent golf.
No.
That is disgusting.
Hey, mate, he could have done all that stuff while he was
taking way too long up there.
Yeah. That's Ian Baker Finch.
Look, this is a little slow. I feel like the pace could be better.
Yeah, see?
Like, and whoa, now, roasted!
And you know what? That's more exciting than the NBA All-Star game.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It blew.
342 points.
Oh, wow.
An alley-oop, bounce pass alley-oop that went 14 feet high to Giannis. And, frankly, so I'm at dinner with my wife. We go to Riel because it's time to get... Oh, I had some of those shots, by the way. Those Jello shots, they had some leftover.
Yeah, chocolate? They're
pretty good.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, ours was a chocolate raspberry.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a couple come to the table. I'm like, this is just dessert. This doesn't feel like a shot. But during the middle of our dinner, this is about at 9:30, I feel my little Fitbit, since it's tied to my phone, just vibrating like crazy. Mm-hmm. I look home. This is not unusual.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter will call at all hours of the night from the first 40 minutes that we leave the house. Winnie, are you almost done? When are you coming back? We'll get that call about 4 to 5 times during the evening.
Yeah, that's what daughters do.
So we get it nonstop. When are you coming back? What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you having fun? What are you doing? When are you coming back? So, ignore. So I'm like, okay, I know probably nothing happened,
but
just in case, yeah. I don't want to get in trouble with the authorities. So let's just answer the call. I answer it. Hello? Dad. Yeah, is Mason bleeding? I just start with, is Mason bleeding?
Mm-hmm.
Is Mason bleeding? He goes, no, but me and Marty, this is Snack said, me and Marty, we just witnessed history with the greatest dunk of all time. We just witnessed history. And I realized and I said, really, what happened? He goes, oh, the guy from Oklahoma City, whose name I can't pronounce, he basically just jumped over Shaq and did an elbow hang at the same time. It's basically the greatest dunk in history because Snacks has gone through every dunk contest. So he feels like, and he even said and his little sister witnessed history.
You mean he put his hand on Shaq's shoulder, jumped over him, and then was able to dunk? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
Yeah. No.
You didn't jump over Shaq. That's a big deal.
He put his hand on him and helped boost him up.
He was up pretty high already.
It doesn't matter. Pretty high. Pretty high ain't getting a dunk.
How much extra did you think he was jumping up with that Shaq?
I don't care. You can't use Shaq as a...
I mean,
you can't use him. What's the rule? Is there rules in the dunk contest?
No, but why don't you just get up a trampoline then? Turbo can dunk. What, you ever see Turbo dunk
Shaq?
Snacks, you ever see Turbo?
He saw witness history. He and his little sister witnessed history. John's got a crap on it. You know who he is?
He's back to berating a little kid.
He's yelled. But Twitter guy, you know, Twitter is full of this.
Well,
is
actually,
what I've,
guys,
yeah. Well, is. Actually, like I made a comment on Twitter this on Friday night or Saturday. I don't know, Saturday or Friday, and I said, hey, I said, defensive linemen, and this is something that if you watch tape or a scout, this is something we've like people who do this or have to do this. I brought it up before. It's been talked about. It's a known thing. The small numbers, like number 7. For a defensive lineman, like a nose tackle or defense tackle.
I saw your tweet, yeah.
Yeah, it makes you
like
look smaller.
Like Louis Nix.
It makes you look smaller. No, not for obviously big guys, but for a 6'3", 305-pound guy, it makes you look smaller. Like you don't look as big when you have number 7 as opposed to number 90. It's the same way linebackers, you know, defensive ends who are number 50, you know, who are number 2 looks sleeker than one who's number 98 or whatever.
Right. Okay.
All things equal. It's like wearing black shoes and white socks makes you slower looking in basketball or baseball. White shoes makes you look quicker, right?
Right.
This is not the optical illusion of sports is a real thing. So I just threw that out there like, hey, if you're a defensive lineman, don't try to get slick with a low number. Wear something big like 79 or 99 makes you look bigger. I'm saying it kind of in jest, but it's just a little visual bias that can develop. And all of a sudden, here comes Twitter, the well, actually, Twitter guy. Well, actually, so they got to go find a picture of like a guy named Tim Settle, who's about 370 pounds. Or they start showing me Jadeveon Clowney, Clowney was smaller looking in his number. He's bigger now because he's a pro. I said, and I specifically said interior lineman. They said, oh, really? Like Ed Oliver's not a good player? I said, that's not even what I tweeted. Ed's small already. Mm-hmm. He probably should be wearing number 99. But Twitter's so full of, well, actually, guy who just wants to play contrarian. It is so, and unfortunately, this tweet picked up too much steam and it got too far on the radar of, well, actually, Twitter. So then analytics guy had to come in like, well, and see, this is the problem. NFL decision makers are not using analytics. They're using tests eyebrow tests. Some guy with 600 followers who, and I said, do you actually, he goes, this is how decisions are being made right now. I said, how do you, can I ask you where you, like, I don't think you actually know how decisions are being made. Well, so, and then it's just some Twitter guy who has no idea.
Right.
And he's trying to make himself important by being an analytics guy.
Yeah, but he's got some kind of Twitter handle that, like, NFL all pro or pro.
Analytics.
Yeah, right.
And, like, just because you say that and you try to create a logo, it doesn't make you a... So I did a little background on him. He's saying the most basic bitch stuff that you can imagine for an analytics guy.
Hey,
like,
wow.
Don't draft... He goes,
yikes.
Well, the kids aren't going to school.
Kids are in school.
No. Right? Day off, yeah.
What about What about the kids that are in detention?
Them bitches are up at school. I'm free. Hey. I'm free.
President's Day detention.
President's Day, I'm free.
Did you ever see Breakfast Club?
Speaking of that, I know you guys...
That like wasn't President's Day.
I think it was.
You guys like to get after millennials. Well, the kids you're raising are going to be this... Particularly Lance's kids.
What's that generation going to be called?
Generation Z, I think.
Okay.
They're the softest on the face of the earth.
They might be.
I was driving by the local elementary school just on the way home, and they had a kindness week where they had the entire week off, and they called it kindness week.
Because they have to now to counteract
kindness.
Well, yeah, but because bully week was last week.
No, but they didn't get the week off for bully week. They got the week off for kindness week.
They get a week off for kindness? Get out of here.
It was kind. Okay.
That's an in-school thing. Now, I'm not saying they're not
in-school.
It said days off, kindness week.
You can't be getting a whole week off.
You misunderstood.
No.
You haven't.
But wherever you went to school, they didn't teach reading week.
Nope.
They didn't have reading week.
Did you see
the
sign?
That's not a public school. That's mandated from the state.
Huh?
Were you there? Did you see the sign? Then what are you talking about?
Well,
you didn't even see the sign.
I'm pretty sure nobody gets off for kindness week.
I'm pretty sure.
Now, they may make it a kindness week.
I'm not saying kindness week is a thing, but it was at that school.
What are you talking about? You want kindness week to be a thing.
No, I don't. What do I care? I don't go to school anymore.
Because it's contrary to what you actually believe?
Look, there needs to be some analysis of you, to be honest with you, because the inane conversations you get in on Twitter might be your biggest detriment. Should I not go back?
I know.
What's the problem? Why
I put
do you
something
care?
Out there, and then somebody comes back, and I'm like, in their Godfather 3, they're pulling me back in.
You are aware that the guy with 600 followers is full of crap, and you still
get involved.
Well,
because I wanted to just emasculate him completely.
No. Why?
And then I offered to, and then he said, I'd love to pick your brain, Mr. Zerline. I'm like, I said, get in the DMs, and I'll be more than happy to talk about it.
Yeah, he slid in.
He slid in.
Wow. That's not how you use
it. No, because there's nothing coming into my DMs but Division III players and nose tackles from San Jose State. Boogie Roberts, Warren Roberts, nicknamed Boogie. Mr. Zerline, I've been a big fan of your work for years. I said, have you really been a fan of my work? He goes, and I said, I'm just kidding with you. He goes, oh, man, I was getting really nervous that you were calling me out. Anyway, I know that nose tackles don't get a lot of love. I'm like, just send me your huddle highlights.
Lance has the worst social media.
I mean, no topless shots.
You should be using that.
I get bots in Division II and Division III players.
What you need to do is use that shot of you in a Cowboys hat as your profile pic.
No,
and just have Cowboy girls slide into your DMs.
Yeah. If I had it to do all over again, swear to God, I would pick the Eagles or anybody else. I knew I should have just picked... Who won day three in the draft? You know, I don't like this who wins the draft stuff, you know, putting grades on stuff.
You got the Cowboys winning the draft.
Yeah.
The second day I did, and I should have just picked anybody else.
You were Twitter shaming somebody for having less than 600 followers.
Yeah.
That's weak. Not,
I didn't say anything about his followers.
Yes, you did.
You did.
Not on there.
You denigrated his opinion on this air because he had less than 600 followers.
His Twitter, and then another guy tried to come after me about that. Usually, I make jokes. Like, I have joke comments back and forth. And one guy, he and I started getting into an argument.
It's not funny to him.
Yeah.
One guy started getting into an argument with me about desserts or something. And he said, I said something about a cheesecake, or I don't know what I said. And he said, he goes, I'm from Georgia. I'm a pecan pie guy. I said, I'm from Texas. We're pecan pie too. Well, maybe, and then he looked up my bio. I guess, well, maybe I'll come on your radio show and argue about it. I said, come on then. If you want to take a shot at dessert arguments, you'll lose.
Oh, God.
You've got the
brisket and desserts? Are you kidding?
You've got the driest social media ever. There's nothing interesting going on.
Holy crap. Fat Lyman numbers. Yeah,
listen,
that's right.
Does Lance not make desserts? Does he not like a dessert and brisket expert?
Yeah.
If somebody comes on here, if a chef, an award-winning chef, comes on here with a brisket, you know who's going to tell him how to make a brisket? Lance. Yeah. You're damn right.
Not if he's award-winning.
He's an expert.
I will say
you're
this.
You're going to come at the king?
I'll put my brisket on everybody. Yeah, if you're going to try to come up here to
make a call. Who are you
going to
put your brisket up against?
On anybody. I put it up on Jesus.
What?
Come on.
Jesus.
Make a brisket.
So that is less sacrilegious than what I said?
I'm pretty sure Jesus' brisket is going to be better than your brisket.
Probably, but I bet you mine's right there. I'm at the table.
Can you duplicate that brisket?
Hey, what do you bet he tells Jesus how he makes his brisket?
Of course.
Of course he will.
He's going to ask Jesus how he makes his and then respond the how he makes his.
Just so he can tell Jesus.
Yeah. He's not even interested in what Jesus' brisket. No. He just wants to get out how he makes his brisket.
Pull up with your rub.
He's like, Jesus, how do you make yours? Let me get mine out, though, first.
This is how I
render my fat.
That's right.
Do you hit it up to 325 at the end? Oh, you don't have a you're just using actual flames? So you can't manage the temperature.
No.
The flames of hell.
Well, okay. Woo. All right. What does Mary think about that?
You didn't really render this fat great.
Why don't you talk about how you can also, while you're doing it, you can
expert
have
expert at this
testosterone.
Men's Tea Clinic. I got a testosterone guy. I got a dessert guy. I got a brisket guy. I got a testosterone guy. That happens to be Michael over at Men's Tea Clinic at the Heights location, which is where I go. I don't know the providers. They've got a primary provider at every location, the Heights, Pasadena, Pearland, and, of course, the Cypress. I don't know who the individuals are there. I know Michael is my guy right there at the Heights. And that's important because you see your provider every time that you walk in. You're not just going to get in, get your treatment, and go. What that means is that you have to have you have the ability to go see somebody who wants to tweak, if they need to, your treatment, whether it's a little more, a little less. They always go in there. They check your blood pressure every time out. They will check your weight. They'll make sure that things are going well. They ask if there's any kind of side effects because they want you to get the optimal benefits of your testosterone treatments. And testosterone treatments give you energy. They help you metabolize better. They help you maintain and retain lean muscle mass. So your workouts actually will mean something to you, and you'll get more from them. You know, they also add a lot of mental clarity, and they even improve mood. There's so much. You can Google it if you want and research it, or go to Men's Tea Clinic where they have all the literature available to you right there. You can find out about what some of the telltale signs are that you're low in testosterone, and then what testosterone levels can do for you when you get them back to where they were when you were 20 and 30 years old. MensTeaClinic.com, MensTeaClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Yo. I go by the name of Dane Jones. I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay.
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these Hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers stained red and I cannot get them off. You can catch me in my coat eating Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Yeah.
About a quarter to a four.
Yep.
Rolling
to the stove.
Okay. What you about to get?
Ha, you already know.
Girl, it's hard to talk over this.
The flow is not bad. It's really not. It's pretty good. Yeah. And every kid that comes on, Dell, I think are more talented than Migos. I don't remember that.
Whoop that trick.
It's not whoop that trick.
No, it's not.
It's not whoop that trick.
That trick. Bang. Bang.
Not hustle.
Wait a minute. Yeah. There's a similar flow.
It's like a flow.
Whoop all right. That trick.
Combine
get
the two.
Whoop that.
I can't combine
that. Hold on. Why you can't whoop? Why you can't combine it?
That trick, get him, whoop that trick, get him, whoop that trick, get him, whoop that trick,
you see?
Get him. It's a little different. It's a little different speed, but if you slow down, whoop that trick, I think you could. You could mix it in. I think Dell feels like he's about to crossfade it.
I think Dell's scared to crossfade it.
I don't want any part of it. To be honest.
I ain't necessarily saying that she's my gown and all, but if you want quality product, you gotta pay for it.
So when DJ goes in with the girl in to get his microphone equipment and they're in a pawn shop and the guy's like, he's going,
look, man, I see you checking out that girl. I mean, she's with me and all, but she ain't necessarily with me. You know what I mean? Like, maybe we can make a deal. Maybe I could just leave her here.
I'm like, damn, DJ, that's a hustle. Yeah. That's what it was called, hustle on flow.
Whoop that trick. So is the...
I ain't even made my payout.
So the James Harden 30-point deal, it ends at 31 games now? Because it's over now. He scored 12.
No, nope, that didn't count.
Can we please make it count?
Nope, we're not counting that.
Can it please count?
Sorry, history is being made in your city and you are a hater.
Yeah. No. The unstoppable tour.
Unguardable.
Unguardable tour? Okay. Yep. Whatever. The unguardable tour. Thank God. Thank God James is able to score.
I've never seen anybody more upset about a guy averaging about 40 points.
I'm not upset about it. I'm just like it to end. It'd be
great.
Did you
ever ask for Michael Jordan's to end when you lived in Chicago?
I didn't know Michael Jordan had one.
He averaged over 30?
I had no idea Michael Jordan had one.
He averaged 37 a game one year.
Did he?
Oh, wait. Now, or 36-7. Now I see what it is. You're upset because he's running up on Jordan.
No, I don't care about it.
Now I see.
I care more about winning basketball games. That doesn't seem to be the case with the Rockets, though. They lose by 19. James hits a last second to get 31
that
points.
That didn't happen.
And, oh, yes, they did. The first thing that's tweeted, James hits unguardable two. Woo!
That wasn't a last second. That was a step back three with like a minute and 40 to go against, Dallas or who was that?
Denver, I think
it was Denver.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know who
it was. Wasn't a last
they
second
shot.
They were
down 19, and in the last minute.
It was in the last 2 minutes.
No, it was in the last 1 minute. Last
pull it
1 minute.
Pull it up.
The Dallas one that
they're trying to come back. Sorry, they keep trying to play hard.
Dallas, they're up, and he got to 30.
Yeah.
I think.
Right. 11. He scored the last 11 in a heroic effort. Big deal. Up.
And they've got to get James
all heroes
back in
don't
there.
Have capes. Some have beards.
John's not the only hater of James. Apparently, at the All-Star game, mm-hmm. they're doing this like, they're doing a feature. They're going to do a feature on James for SportsCenter. Mm-hmm. And apparently, Brian Windhorst was asking questions of the All-Stars. They're not huge fans of James.
What do you mean?
Listen to it.
By the way, this would be for SportsCenter or various digital things.
It's going to a whole bunch of places.
Actually, you know what's interesting, Andrew? They wanted me to ask all these players about James Harden because we're preparing a feature for James. I just do what I'm told.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I come up
but
with questions.
LeBron for the tells rest them.
Of it, but they also want everybody to ask Harden questions. And some of these guys do not like James Harden, and that came through. Some of them were being very diplomatic. Some of these guys do not like him.
I was kind of surprised at how forthright some of them were being.
Like some were like, well, he gets every call from the refs, and I don't want to ruin the feature, so I won't say who, but I think some of ours might wind up on there unless I'm wrong.
That was from All-Star Saturday Night, Brian Windhorst and the Hoop Collective, the podcast, so... They're doing this special thing. They ask players about James. Like,
I've wondered, in all seriousness,
I can
now,
see that.
I have wondered if, now, I think that the call thing is a real thing. I don't think real ballers love a bunch of flopping. And James has learned how to game the system, which is fine. I like it on my team. I don't like it on other teams. But, I've never gotten the feeling that James is one of the
kumbaya, which frankly I'm fine with. One of the, hey guys, we're AAU best friends. Let's hold hands and walk together, best friends on another team. Bum, bum. Let's go hang out and ride on boats. Maybe we can be best friends. Like LeBron and all the...
Yeah, and Dwayne Wade.
I mean, all the guys who came up in
the
AAU.
Banana boat.
James didn't come up in the same AAU circuit, like hardcore. James kind of came up a little different.
Yeah.
James...
He's an Arizona kid.
Yeah, like, and he was in James...
LA? Where's he from originally?
Well, James was kind of a late... He was kind of a late bloomer, too.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, James kind of rolls with his own crew. James has got his own crew, and so he rolls with his own crew. He's got his own friends. I don't think he necessarily runs in those same circles, but from a basketball standpoint, there's no question he's ridiculously talented. It does feel strange, though, that he is not, with the beard and the scoring, because he's got a branding mechanism. You know, he's got a logo basically built in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird to me. He had a couple years ago where he did the – I mean, he does the Adidas stuff, and he does whatever the – it wasn't vitamin water, but whatever the – wasn't Gatorade, but the sports drink. He did that where he's dressed up, walking into the. He's dressed up like a like a somebody from the Revolutionary War or whatever it is. And an NBA player wouldn't come into a game looking like this. Or I don't can't even remember what the commercial. That's how impactful it was. But I don't feel like he had his little Taco Bell moment. He had his shoe deal where he talks about, hey, don't get defensive. I'm not defensive. I'm never defensive.
He's in the hot tub on the yacht. You remember that one? Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was a great look after
that.
Yeah,
it was a
elimination
really
stuff.
Terrible. There was a really terrible
but,
look.
But James is, it just doesn't feel like he gets the same national shine. And I'm not talking about attention. I'm just the national love.
Well, he horned in on Chris Paul's insurance. Did you guys see the new one where James destroyed Chris Paul's kitchen? Did you see that? He's got a, there's a picture of James in this with the beard. It's the it's a silhouette of James, and he goes, "Oh, that's not. I didn't do that. I don't do that. I didn't do that. What? Yes, you did, James. That's you. No, I didn't do that. I didn't. I looked like a. I don't know.
No more Trevor Ariza though.
Yeah, no, Trevor Ariza's out of it now.
Yeah.
But no, I can see that. I can see where the guys wouldn't be.
It's hard to put guys in commercials with James because they're not going to be able to do a second season on the Rockets.
It's hard to say what James's personality is if you want to know the truth.
I think in real life, James is very quick, intelligent, good sense of humor. I think some of it has gotten dulled or is a little more irascible, if you will. He's been a little more fun-loving. His persona has been at least... a little more fun-loving this year. I think he's having a little more fun with this particular chase that he's got going on. But as far as other NBA players not liking him as much, you know, right off the bat, I'm like, Windhorst is like, okay, this must be a hit piece for LeBron because it's Windhorst. But the reality is, in all likelihood, there probably are guys who really don't like the I think the foul stuff is a big part of it, probably.
The what stuff?
The foul stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The up and under, like, they just, I think they don't consider that real basketball.
Yeah, right.
You know?
That he's getting over.
Yeah. I think that he willingly plays that game. Yeah. You know, do you think people liked it when Jazz were always flopping all over the place?
Well, no.
Any Euros flop?
No. I mean, yeah. I'm rewatching Game of Thrones, and, you know, the guy
that shouldn't take long.
The guy that steps up for Tyrion and fights him and kills the other guy. He didn't fight fair. He didn't fight and
what's
and,
his name? The one who's still alive, right?
Bronn.
Yeah.
Yeah. He killed the other guy and he did it with
that seems like a guy that John would like
trickery and he said
it seems like a guy John would like. He's a little
he drinks,
a little sneaky.
He drinks, he has sex with whores. Yeah. I would love him.
Well, I know. What's wrong
he
with
lives vicariously he's through him. And he never dies. He doesn't die.
He's a great guy.
And the
he bounces from
he's a great guy.
I mean, it's a pretty well known secret now, but he and Cersei were in a relationship at one point and now they can't be on screen together. They hate each other so much.
Oh,
Hold on. What?
In real life.
Yeah, Bronn and Cersei were in a relationship at one point in real life.
Wow.
The two actors, and now you don't ever really see them on screens because they can't be.
Wow, that's a little behind the scenes we didn't know.
They don't like
you. Anyway, he didn't fight fair, and everybody was upset with him about this, and he's like, yeah, no, I don't. And what? And that's James. What? I don't play fair. So what? I draw fouls.
Well, so, but no, but it is fair. It's the rules.
It's the rules.
He's found a loophole.
It's within the rules. That's right.
He's found a loophole. You get mad about people finding loopholes in tax codes?
Mm-hmm.
Don't put the loophole in there. Yeah, James found a loophole.
Don't vote for him for president.
James found a loophole.
That's on you. Don't vote for him for president.
There's loopholes, and James found one.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean.
And you know what?
You know what? It's you might not like it. But my wife, she's the one who will drive all the way down and then cut in right before 610 entrance. She tries to find.
That's not really a loophole.
I will drive down. Oh, it's a loophole.
No, it's not.
You could post up. It's you're being a little sneaky, though. It's legal.
Yeah.
You're being a little sneaky.
Not really, because you're going past a solid line. It's not legal. You're going over a solid line. Yep.
Then it's not legal.
Then it's not legal. It's not legal. That's what I said. It's not legal.
That's not legal to get in?
Yes, it is. No, it's not.
But it's a solid white line.
Yes, but you can't. You're not supposed to cross a solid white line.
Right,
I don't know if you've
ever
taken driver's ed, but that's the case.
It's been a while, and I didn't care that much. I just wanted to drive.
Well, that's the case.
I didn't pass my first driver's test.
But your wife, you think that's legal every time, and it's simply not.
Okay, then I want people to start writing her tickets.
Well, I want her to go up at the head of the grocery line and cut in front of everybody waiting that grocery line with her cart, right? Go in front of everybody.
That breaks social contract.
Oh, no, so does what
she
does.
The James thing does not break social contract. No, I agree the driving does. The foul thing does not break social contract. Oh, It's not a solid line.
It's a solid line. Yes, it is a solid line. Yes, it is, Nicole. It's a solid line.
Look at it next time, Nicole.
Yes, you're going past the solid line and you're breaking the law.
I will do it too, but here's the rule to not be an a-hole. You drive and you wait till you find an 18-wheeler because they're slow to start up. And as the line's moving, then you go in front of them.
But if you have to stop when you're making that move,
you're
the worst.
You should immediately, I'm not going to say tased, but you should get something that's fairly penal.
Kind of tased.
Something bad should happen to you. If you stop all the traffic to be an a-hole.
Right.
How about the ones in a midline break where you got to have a little bit of a wait? How about the ones that go all the way up to they think they're so special that they should not have to.
Not wait 1 second.
The little lord or the little princess should be able to cut in and not have to wait a second. Those are, they're the worst people in life.
Yeah,
right. They're not good
because
people in life.
They shouldn't wait 1 second.
They shouldn't wait for anything.
Right. All right. You should not wait to feel better the next day either, because that's what CheersHealth.com is here for. CheersHealth.com. Remember this. It used to be Thrive. Now it's CheersHealth.com. CheersHealth.com is where you will feel better. If you have just having a couple of beers. We had a couple of beers yesterday watching golf. So awesome. I mean, that's just what you do. All right. You're going to watch some golf. You have a couple of beers with your buddies. You sit around and it's just nonstop hijinks and hilarity. Well, afterwards, before you go to bed, you take 3 Cheers pills. And my goodness, you're just going to feel great the next day. I feel great today. You know what? It doesn't matter if you have just a couple or you, I don't know how many you're going to have. But here's the deal. I'm not advocating, obviously, you getting drunk to smithereens. What I'm saying is, if you do, it don't matter how much you have, you've got CheersHealth.com. You're going to feel better the next day. Developed by scientists and PhDs. These people know what they're doing. It has to do with your liver and how you're going to feel the next day, and you will feel better. If you're in Houston, which you are, you'll get it the next day because it's a Houston-owned and operated company. All you got to do is go to CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah. Colin Kaepernick is on. We've gone 2 segments. I think this is the only show in the world that's gone 2 segments.
This happened while we were playing poker over at Prime.
Friday. It broke. It broke that Colin Kaepernick
and Eric Reed
came up with a settlement and Eric.
There's Reed. a confidentiality agreement in place on neither side. It's a joint statement that they issued. Neither side is going to They came together, blah, blah, blah. They worked together. There's no the financial terms. Nothing is going to come out. He wants to play in the NFL again. His lawyer said Panthers and Patriots are possibilities. I feel like Panthers could be. They really do need a quarterback like ASAP. I don't think Kaepernick is that guy to win games for him. He hasn't played for 2 years. He wasn't the only thing you can point to is, oh, touchdown interception isn't bad. In Chip Kelly's offense, which, frankly, it's very quarterback friendly. And I don't think you're, as a football player, I think people are going to be wildly disappointed. Whether he comes back at full speed or doesn't, it's not going to matter. But I do think he should be a backup quarterback in the league as a football player. You can make whatever other arguments outside of football, but as a backup, he's definitely capable of being a backup.
Listen.
Without
this
question.
And I'm listening to your boy Bucky Brooks. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I just wanted to scream listening. Well, there's definitely collusion because
is this on TV?
On the radio. Okay. There were so many teams that picked up worse quarterbacks, and so I know that they were. How about this? Every NFL owner says, "I don't want the heat for a guy that is that's marginal. He could be good. Actually, he could be really good.
If he was really good, he would have been playing.
And yeah, listen, even if he was." If he was kind of good, if he was the 16th, 18th, 20th best quarterback, in what business do you alienate half of your fan base? In what business do you half of your clients do you want to piss off? Why would you do this to your franchise? And first of all, he's not that good. If a backup, why would you piss off half of your fan base to sign a backup?
Well, it's the same thing with you'll see teams who will take a chance on Josh Gordon. Because of how talented he is.
But he's not going to alienate your fan base.
No, I know. But you're not going to take... But there are guys who you won't take a chance on. You know what I'm saying? Like Greg Hardy, right? Well, somebody took a chance on Greg Hardy.
Kareem Hunt.
But you're not going to take a... Yeah, Kareem... But you're not going to take a chance on Ray Rice, who is at the back end of his
career.
Because
he's not that good.
You weren't going to.
Right.
You'll take a chance on Joe Mixon. All right, let's do apples to apples. Joe Mixon, chance.
Right.
Ray Rice, no chance.
Kareem
One
Hunt,
of them
chance.
Is, And one of them, by the way, is a card-carrying pretty good guy. And Ray Rice, Mixon, I have learned some stuff about Joe.
And Kareem Hunt, too.
Yeah, Kareem has had some issues. Here's the definition of collusion. There are a variety of discussions to have here that are different. One of them is, I've always felt like Colin Kaepernick was good enough to be a good backup. To low-end replaceable starter. Like he was not a good starter at the end. He was by any measure. Don't tell me touchdown interception. If you watch the games, there was no wins coming with it. He wasn't a good quarterback, but he was a low end starter that you would be looking to replace, or he'd be a quality backup. I don't know if he can still be that 2 years out of football. We will see. It will look almost like collusion if somebody just even with all the stuff that could you could still face the same issues with your fan base if you. Hire Colin Kaepernick now after the settlement, it looks like collusion. Like, it looks like you colluded now that there's an agreement, we're going to... Well, no, if your argument is it would piss off your fan base, why would you sign him now?
But that's the dumbest thing ever. Wait a minute. If I'm the other owners, I go, what? You're going to sign... Why didn't you sign him so we wouldn't have to pay him all this money? Are you idiots?
Well, that's my point. Like, the NFL will be known to take it to the limit. They took Tom Brady to the limit. They didn't back off that. So what was...
That's what makes me...
So what information were they so afraid of being out that they decided, you know what, we're just going to settle.
Unless they thought it would help them with their own... their own players.
No,
unless this was done to appease the players...
There was a pretty good article out. No, a lot of people are going 60 to 80 million. There was one website that said, no, you guys. An economist said, this is more probably like 11 to 12 million. That Colin Kaepernick didn't think he had a chance of not getting anything. And he said, I better take
there
something.
There is that chance, too.
There's that real possibility.
The other side is, the NFL is going to get raked over the coals, and they decided, let's get out of it. So who knows? We're never going to know, I guess.
But even still, if they gave him $64 million, it's $2 million a team. That's nothing. That's a pittance for
even
them.
But even still, we know at some it the perception is that he beat you.
Now, yeah, yeah, NFL, yeah, right now it is. Yeah,
that's fine. You
the
know
NFL
what?
Doesn't like that perception for it's their ego, whatever. Like I said, the Tom Brady thing, they weren't going to back off.
However, they got a pretty good. Listen, you don't need this heat anymore. You know, how about this? He signs a confidentiality agreement. This thing is done. They're not talking about it anymore.
That's really interesting because it could be what you said. It could be where Colin Kaepernick realized from a purely a financial standpoint, this is, I'm not going to play in the NFL again.
Right. And, I better grab something.
And this is, or it could be the other, or here's the flip side. Here's what it takes for collusion. Collusion is, and this is the definition, a secret agreement or cooperation, especially for an illegal or deceitful purpose. Now, to prove collusion, you've got to have text messages that say Team A is working with Team B to keep somebody out. It can't just be, I don't want this, what they don't want it, I don't want it. Right. That's not collusion. Collusion is working in conjunction with to actively keep somebody out. And there has to be cooperation to do it. That's very difficult to prove unless you have text messages. Now, they subpoenaed all the text messages of all the owners and things like that. So it did make – there's one of two things that could have happened. They had something in the NFL, and the NFL's like – or they had enough where the NFL said, you know what? Are you interested in doing this? And Kaepernick's side said, yeah, we're not sure if we could win. Yeah, we're not sure if we could win. And they settled that way. Or it could be like what John's mentioning is that Kaepernick thought, I'm 2 years removed. I go 3 and there's zero chance I ever play football again. Let's take a settlement. And for the NFL, a $12 to $20 million buyout is cheap.
Nothing.
To try to help. But it does look like you lost if you're the NFL.
Yeah, but so what?
It looks like you lost.
You know what? This whole crap is over. We don't have to worry about this dude anymore.
If the NFL was, they felt they were going to win, why? I get the whole let's not talk about it anymore.
Because you're not going to win public perception.
Yeah, so I'm
no
trying to figure
what.
Out.
No matter
other
what.
Than, other than it coming out and saying, look, we didn't collude. Why are you backing down? Other than having the news come out, like if you went to trial and it found out, okay, the NFL didn't collude and winning it clearly.
Because, guys, we don't want a trial. We don't want any of this on record. We just, let's get out of
so
it.
So my wife.
Let's get out.
Let me ask you, my wife just texted this. She said, so a friend of ours who actually works another station.
Let's do your wife's tweet on the other side.
It's about collusion and Eric Reed.
Okay.
I'll bring it up on the other side.
All right, on the other side, 745 ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Wow, somebody's angry in there. Who's the intern today, duh?
No. That's what the Blitz does. They turn the... Or not the Blitz, but Aaron will make the font gigantic.
Gigantic and bold?
Yeah.
Bold type?
Yeah, so we can see who's
calling. Wow. That's and they're angry at us.
Okay, so let me bring this up before so you can figure out whether or not this is accurate. I haven't seen, my wife told me to check this on Facebook, so I gotta sift through all this and see if I can find his opinion.
All right, well, while you're doing that.
But it was about... Basically, Eric Reed had the best case in terms of the
In terms of collusion. You mean the guy that signed?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm not sure about.
How is it the guy that signed? They were colluding against him signing.
That's what I'm trying to find, because if that's what it's about, he had already signed a deal. He was slow to get a deal, like every safety. Tyrann Mathieu was not being colluded against. Safeties were being colluded, not colluded against. Safeties didn't have a lot of value. I mean, Eric Reed
He came in mid. Did he come in mid year? He didn't sign. Didn't sign right away, did he?
No.
He had to come in later in the year. So maybe that's the argument. But he signed.
But
he's
still signed.
That's and got an extension.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like that's.
So maybe that hurt.
But he had a case. But his case. You know, Eric Reed also
which
is going to benefit from
which
this.
Which is another reason that maybe that hurt cap is that and that he took less is that Eric Reed signing actually hurt his case that they're not colluding against guys that kneel. The case in point, they signed Eric Reed. Eric Reed, though, is like a byproduct. Eric Reed, midway through, had to go, hey, guys, remember I was in on this, too. Remember? I know cap's the one.
Well,
about
Eric
me?
Reed is.
But
is,
what about me?
Eric Reed got pissed off.
Oh, he's pissed off at everybody.
In the middle of the season, he got pissed off at
Malcolm Jenkins,
who's been at the forefront, who wanted to.
Well,
Eric just thought he got bought off. What did you think about? See, I didn't like this. This is personally what I didn't like. The commentary by Larry Johnson, a former running back, who called Colin Kaepernick a sellout. If your whole argument is that you were colluded against and you couldn't play football, taking a settlement and trying to go play football again is not. Like I don't think he had to refuse all potential monetary values. You can stand up for what you believe in and still want. Like the lawsuit is about not being able to play football. To take a settlement, I don't see how that makes you a sellout.
And it's ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Because the initial Colin Kaepernick didn't initially protest the NFL. He was protesting police brutality. So when Larry Johnson's talking about how can you equate yourself to a 60s activist and then take money from the NFL? He wasn't protesting the NFL to begin with. He would have gladly continued to play football if they would have allowed him to.
Well, and he would have kept on kneeling and kept his point across.
Yeah, so it's not
although
the same.
He did say he was going to stop kneeling.
Yeah, because he wants to play.
That would be more than taking the money. I wanted to play football. You guys wouldn't let me. You colluded against me. Give me my money. Okay. If he stopped kneeling, that would have been probably more selling out than, you know, well, oh, what, now?
And that's
because it's
Eric
hurting
Reed
your money,
pissed.
You don't want to kneel anymore? That's more selling out.
Yeah, not taking the money.
Taking the money, who cares? Take the money.
Yeah, that didn't, for Larry Johnson to say that, that didn't make much sense to me. And Kaepernick wasn't going to kneel. Trump's the one who got it sparked back up. Like, the whole thing had really gotten quiet after 2016. And then he just took out Dell's poking stick and started stick. John's got a poking stick too.
Yeah, he doesn't have to use my poking stick. Right. He's got one of his own.
No, he invented the poking stick, I think. But although, Dell, you've had a poking stick for quite some time.
Dell always has a poking stick. Let's get Biscuit in here. He wants to talk about Cap. What do you say, Biscuit?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's going on?
Hey, Lance.
25-1,
baby.
25. So the Cougars yesterday put together.
Man.
Did you see the 3-point barrage?
Oh, holy crap.
That they hit Tulane with?
Well, that was Tulane. Yeah. Tulane's terrible.
Yeah, but they were nonstop hitting three. You could be in an open gym with nobody there, and to hit that many threes is impressive.
I understand, but it was no one there. It was Tulane.
If they start hitting jumpers, we know they play defense and ain't going to turn the ball over.
Okay, what are they going to beat now? Okay, so you saw. No, Duke is going to be number one. So North Carolina has lost since then. Tennessee has lost. Kentucky has lost. Someone else lost. Number six. Michigan lost. Where are the Cougs, Biscuit? This poll.
I see them jumping to number seven.
Okay. Nevada six.
Yeah, Nevada didn't lose, so Nevada's there.
Nevada six. You think they fall behind Michigan?
Yeah, I think Michigan is the one that they'll jump. I think Kentucky beat, even though they lost, they did beat.
Yeah,
Tennessee,
they beat the snot out of Tennessee. They ain't jumping Kentucky, but Kentucky was five, so Kentucky ain't going anywhere. But Michigan and North Carolina lost, and they were eight.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna pass. I think Michigan is the team that's gonna fall back. That's my prediction.
Oh, I think they might pass North Carolina.
Could against Duke?
No, they beat North Carolina lost last week to Virginia at home, so I don't know. I mean, that's tough. I think they could. Yeah, that'll be different. That'll be interesting to see where they end up.
Yeah. Getting the cap, man, I think you're looking at it wrong. First of all, like you say, if each team contributed like $5 million, that wouldn't be nothing. But for you to think the cap, I don't think you sell for like 10 or 11 million. I think it was like, say, more. Or along the line of probably 60 to 80 million.
Would you settle at 20?
Now, listen, hey, with Eric Reed signing, how are you proving collusion with Eric Reed signing?
Well, like you said,
this is not my opinion, Biscuit. This was a website. This was an article by a sports economist. So I don't know. I don't know which it is, to tell you the truth. I don't care. I'm not going to pocket watch. Reed, I don't care how much money you got if you want to know
Reed
the truth.
Eric Reed is irrelevant to Kaepernick's case if there were text messages about Kaepernick. It looks like they colluded on a settlement.
You're saying it's a big if. That's a big if.
It's a big if. The NFL doesn't usually just give in to people.
What owners say, hey, let's not sign. What you'd have to say is, hey, let's not sign Cap.
No, it takes one owner and it takes two owners to do that.
Yeah, I understand that. Why would you do that?
This doesn't make sense. Why would the NFL?
Why would you ever do that? Why would you care if another owner signs Cap?
But why would the NFL? Why would they take the loss in this, in essence, and give in on this?
Because they want it to go away.
But prove there's no collusion.
It goes away. We don't want this crap. Kneeling is over.
It remember, goes we got away good ratings unless again. You don't. Unless somebody doesn't sign him. And if somebody signs him now, why didn't you sign him before?
It's public record. Let's get it out. Done.
I get that. I just don't feel like the NFL is a settle league. Let's let Biscuit real quick get the rest.
Go ahead, finish up, Biscuit.
Go ahead, Biscuit. Sorry about that.
Well, what I'm saying is, though, John, is if I'm you saying the NFL would probably settle. I agree with you on that part. I'm saying why would Cap take such a low number after he'd have been through all this? He might as well push it to the end and see what happens. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
so the number had to be big enough
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
Well, because and this website said it, because he might not get anything.
Yeah, but this is probably
he
true.
Might not
but
get
he's not
done.
Getting none anyway.
Pardon me?
He's not getting anything anyway.
What do you mean? $12 million is nothing?
No, he wasn't previously. Why not see it out further? My guess is it was agreeable to both sides.
He wants the money?
$40 million would be agreeable to Kaepernick's side. $40 million for the owners, like you said, is nothing.
Nothing.
It probably was a number that was agreeable to both sides.
Again, I'm just telling you, Biscuit, I'm not. This is. It made sense. He could have gotten nothing. If he gets 11, 12, 13 million, 15 million, whatever, let me grab my money. Yeah,
that's one side.
That's one
side. There's another
side. And it could have been 64 million. Some people said from 60 to 80. Okay. No one knows. No one knows. Everybody's speculating. Until we find, and we will find out sometime.
I don't think so.
Now, he can't, as long as you realize it never came from him, then the number will come out. At some point, the number. It always comes out.
It'll
come
be
on.
Disputed.
The number will come out. It will. It always does. There's too many people that want to know. There's too many. Someone knows what the number is, and someone will give it up. But neither here nor there. I don't care about the guy's money. Who cares? And you know what? I don't care if he plays again. My point is, no NFL owner wants to fade this with their fan base. Why would you do that to your team and your fan base for a guy that's a backup?
I don't think it's impossible because we hear about the NFL owners. Didn't they talk about how kneeling would affect their game overall? We know they've had those conversations. I wouldn't be surprised if they all got together. I don't see 32 of them sitting down and having a discussion about it. But if a group of them who are good friends saying, this guy's bad for the league, we can't have kneelers in the league, that wouldn't shock me. I don't know if that goes towards collusion. But
would
I be surprised
collusion.
If those guys had a discussion about not having him on their teams? No. Now, the legalese involved in it, that's another question.
And how you prove you're actively... To have a conversation that you think something's bad, I think that's a bad sign. I don't think that's necessarily collusion. I think you'd have to actively work together to deceive a person. It would still have to be proved. Just because you maintain the same opinion, that doesn't make it collusion.
It's funny. There was one...
But it just takes two owners.
Colin Kaepernick settles. All the defense had to do was show that Brandon Whedon... is on a roster, and it proves.
that hit you hard, didn't it?
Oh, my God. I was like, really?
That hits you hard.
Really? Brandon Whedon, the greatest backup in the game today, and you guys are going to give
Not
him
the greatest
say that Brandon Whedon's on it, and that proves that they were colluding? Jerks. 713-780-3776, 8 o'clock here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.